China's foreign minister is likely to visit Honiara later this month as Beijing moves quickly to cement its security and economic ties with Solomon Islands. The visit's likely to catapult the security agreement between the two countries back into the headlines, potentially just days before the federal election. Our foreign affairs reporter is Stephen Jedgetts. Stephen, good morning. Do we know for sure that this trip is going ahead, and could it deliver a few more surprises?
No, Sabra, we don't know for certain that this trip will happen. It certainly sounds pretty likely. One Solomon Islands government source told the ABC that planning for the visit had now begun in both Honiara and in Beijing. And Australian government sources also think it will happen, although they're a little bit less definitive. They seem to think the trip will probably be part of a broader regional visit to the Pacific by Wang Yi, but some of this may still well be in flux. And yes, of course, then the next question is, Sabra, what will Wang Yi do or promise if he does go to Honiara? Now, most observers seem to think that he's likely to lead a pretty substantial delegation, and he certainly won't come empty-handed. It's likely that there'll be several other agreements, MOUs or commercial deals signed by both countries if he does make the trip. Perhaps China might offer new investments in infrastructure, in tuna processing or in mining, just for example. And of course, it's also possible that the minister will take the opportunity to formally sign the deeply contentious security pact that has already been agreed to by both Solomon Islands and China. Now, given both countries have said the agreement is already done and dusted, this would likely be more symbolic than anything else, but it's pretty potent symbolism.
And what implications might this actually have for the federal election campaign?
Well, the timing of this trip, that's if it does go ahead, is probably the most interesting question here in one sense. Now, the ABC has been told that the visit's expected to happen this month. Now, that could well mean that it may happen before, and potentially just before, the federal election on next weekend. And of course, again, it's the symbolism here that matters. The images of Wang Yi being garlanded in Honiara and formally signing the security pact just ahead of the election could be pretty potent, and the coalition, perhaps unsurprisingly, worries that the visit will once again catapult the China-Solomon Islands security deal back into the headlines, allowing Labor to once again attack its national security credentials just before the federal election. Now, last night, the Defence Minister Peter Dutton was on Sky News. He was asked about the possible visit to Honiara by Wang Yi, and he suggested that the timing of the trip might even be deliberate. Let's take a listen to what he had to say.
It's obviously provocative, particularly during the course of an election campaign, that China has made that decision. And I think we, again, need to be eyes wide open about what is happening in our region.
The Defence Minister, Peter Dutton, and before him, our reporter, Stephen Jedgetts.